It's the day we've been waiting for with all kinds of excitement. It's Groundhog's Day, and our own grunt, Groundhog, Ryan, is out today, and he is going to all the action in Woodstock at the Square. Hi, Ryan.
Hey. I think the only thing you forgot to call me there was guinea pig.
Gosh, another rodent. I could have threw that in there. So beautiful weather today, up to 30 degrees, clear skies, no problems. I'm wondering if this Woodstock Willie, the groundhog, is going to see a shadow or not.
See, and this is the issue, right? Anytime that you have a sunny day on Groundhog Day, you're going to run into... The fact of the matter is that the groundhog's probably going to see its shadow. We're kind of hoping for cloudy weather on a day like today, but now we got... possibly the sun peaking at around 7 o'clock, which is all when all the fun starts. So, you know, fingers crossed that he's a little not aware of his shadow. But I mean, it could be that we're seeing another 6 weeks of winter.
Yeah. If he sees his shadow and scurries back into that bend of his, then of course the six more weeks of winter. If he doesn't see a shadow, which could happen because there is a gazebo in downtown Woodstock, that's where they're going to hold Woodstock Willie up, and they'll be able to tell at that point. He may not see a shadow, so you don't know. It doesn't necessarily mean 100% chance of either one at this point.
No, you're right. You're definitely right. It could be. I'm still skeptic on whether or not there's actually groundhogs. Have you ever seen a groundhog in person?
No, I've only seen video coverage.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it could just be that these are fake rodents that they've made up to try to soothe us about the fact that winters in the Midwest sometimes kind of stink.
All right. Well, you need to get as close as possible without getting bit to see if it's an actual stuffed animal or a groundhog or just a rodent with a lot of hair.
Yeah. Okay. I'm working on that. I'm going to try to not get tackled by Woodstock PD as I try to encroach upon the area surrounding Woodstock Willie. I definitely don't want to go out like Bill Murray in that one scene of Groundhog Day where he like goes over the edge into the quarry with the groundhog in his lap. That was kind of brutal. I watched that movie last night to make sure that I was prepped and ready for today.
You know, that scene where they crashed that truck with both of them in there and then he wakes up again the next morning was actually filmed in Rockford at Pagel Pit right here in Love's Park.
Really?
Yeah, it was filmed in Woodstock, most of it, and then they did different scenes, right? Chase scenes were in different roadways, bypass 20 and such, and then they were at the pit in Love's Park for the crashing scene. That's all done in Love's Park. It's so cool to see that movie. Yeah, it's so cool.
No, definitely. That's crazy.
See the prognostication. We will have it for you coming up this morning as we are on the spot. We are breaking journalists again this morning, Ryan. It's crazy.